Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well played to everyone involved.
Thanks, Mark Deeks. Lawrence Holmes joins us now on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bernstein and McKnight will hand it off to Loho. What's happening, man?
Well, not for a few more minutes, I hope. I hope you guys will hang out with me for a little bit.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
All right, good. Because I got a new box for Joe.
Joe's box?
So this is okay.
What's
so
in the
we
what's in the box?
By the way, Esquire this month has DiCaprio, Pitt, and Tarantino. Like a full sit down interview is pretty good.
Okay.
Anyway,
read that.
So we at the end of the Joe segment, we usually ask him a fun question, and the onus has been on me to come up with the fun questions. But Tony has now crowdsourced the fun questions.
It was too much onus, wasn't it?
It was a little too much onus for me. So now we have a box of questions for Joe that I'll pull one of the questions out from one of our listeners and throw it to Joe at the end of the interview.
That's cool.
That's nice.
And it's literally a box.
It's a shoebox.
That's
so janky.
Sort of Luddite old school technology there.
It's so janky, but I appreciate it. I'm glad that he has it. There's a lot. I vetted a couple because, I said to Tony, did you vet the questions? He's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, I'm going to now go vet the questions so there isn't something that I get caught with here at the end of the segment. But I'm very much looking forward to asking Joe some of these. There's some good ones in here.
Is it one per show or several?
It depends. I try to do two. I try to give him a couple of different ways to show personality. And I think what I'm going to do, because we love to repurpose sound on my show, I think what we're going to do is during the All-Star break, we're going to put together all of the questions, the fun questions, and make it one interview.
Okay.
And then bring it back and everyone can hear all of Joe's stuff, how much Joe loves Pistol Pete, for example. So that was when they did the basketball trip. That's the jersey that he was wearing. And then I had actually asked him about that and he explained it. So it's always fun. I really enjoy talking with Joe. I actually have some parliamentary procedural questions for him. Because it's stuff that I don't know. I don't know if you know, Connor. You probably do. But I want to learn about the process of Kimbrel in Arizona.
Right.
Who's there? What players are there? What coaches are there? I've always wondered about that the idea of extended spring training. Who's still left at the facility?
I would guess it'd be their rookie league staff. It'd be the guys running that or who had run that going out to do it. And I would think, too, that Kimbrel has some people that he'll probably bring with and do it in his own.
That's what I imagine it is. But there's also part of me that's is there just a shadow taxi squad just down there, just waiting for someone to come and hang out with?
Yeah, and don't forget, too, as we discussed with Theo, that you have, as part of their pitching infrastructure there, the lab.
Right.
That's where Pitch Lab is.
Right, but who's running PFP with him? Who are the batters that he's going to face? I want to know some of that stuff. So if Joe's willing, it's one of my questions that I wrote down that I want to ask him.
It's a bunch of old Cubs. It's like Ronnie Cedeno,
right?
And Adam Greenberg,
Bobby Hill,
Matt Mertens out there.
Ryan Terrio.
They're all standing in the batter's box, just waiting for Craig Kimbrel to throw 95.
Yeah, I don't think people realize just how full organizations are with players that are just fodder. And that who aren't prospects, but who still wear uniforms for you at the various levels of your organization. What happens post-draft is, depending on the speed of signings, you get guys signed and you get them assigned, and that's when the short A season kicks in. That's when you get to the second half of some of your minor league seasons that go first half and second half, and you get your organization is just flush with all of these new people, and it's an odd time because it's not like you're starting spring training. It's just all of these brand new Cubs are sort of being scattered to the wind trying to figure out where they're going to start their careers.
Well, even with the Addison Russell thing, to get a shortstop ready, you need a lot of people.
Yeah.
You don't. It isn't just him playing catch and just one guy like hitting him fungos. You know what I mean? Like, it's got to be more people than that, because you have to have a lot of different throws that a shortstop is going to make. Who's he going to work with on the pivot? Like, all this stuff. So it might be a lot simpler than I'm making it, but I'm extremely curious about it. And when you guys were talking with Theo on Friday, like, I thought about it. I was like, who's there? Like, who's – because your minor league teams are ideally playing minor league baseball. So who's there and who's helping him? And maybe it's just David Ross. Maybe it's just Rossi goes down there with a catcher's mitt and works him out.
You could do worse.
No, there's no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, I know you're joking, but that wouldn't bother me at all.
No.
If he wanted to get in a stance and give his opinion on how that stuff was moving just anecdotally beyond the cameras.
For half an afternoon. Because I think that's all that Rossi's got.
Yeah,
gonna,
probably 50 pitches, maybe, yeah, something like that. I don't
be
know
like, oh, I'm good. I'm good with all of that.
Set with me. And then once you
let's
get
go
down,
hit Scottsdale.
I mean, you know this. If you're an old-time catcher, once you get down there, you're not getting back up.
Yeah.
So you get down in the squat once.
And then the knees. Then you're on your knees and until the next time someone wants to pitch to you.
Or you sit on the ball container, you know, the canister of baseballs.
The tub. Yeah.
The tub that is just
coach's tub.
That is just the right height if you actually want to sit on it to get the pitcher warmed up for youth baseball.
Yes, but youth baseball, yes, but you'd kind of like to move in case, as much as you can at this point, you'd like to move if you've got someone who might throw one in the dirt at 90 miles an hour. It might help, whereas your toe gets hit because you're sitting on a thing.
It's still better to sit on the thing than actually be in a crouch, just judging from my own personal experience.
No, you're probably right about that. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.